kind of a trap I was just sent into here and didn't really have a good answer for it. My wife texted me, 5 years, smiley face, heart, you know, throbbing, celebration, ring, and two dogs. I'm like, huh? She said, you're welcome for putting up with you that long, like that she put up with me. I guess my wife and I have been together 5 years as of today.
You guess.
Well, here's my thing. Are men supposed to actually remember that part of it? Like, we've been together 5 years, I guess, like, maybe as a boyfriend-girlfriend, as a couple. But, like, I know our anniversary. It's August 29th. Like, I know that's coming up later this month.
Most people I know do have, like, two anniversaries.
Which would be...
like, the real when we met and then their wedding anniversary.
Are you also supposed to remember the proposal?
The anniversary of the proposal? I don't think so.
Okay, because I don't remember that either. And I guess that came up a couple of days ago because of Facebook. Like, I just didn't know if I was a crappy husband or what. But I said, wow, that's been a long time. Did you just remember? She's like, no, I've been aware about today for a while.
Yeah, I think that you should know things like, oh, we've been married for 2 years, but we've been together five. Like, I think that's a normal thing most people do know.
All right, well, now I know. I just was wondering if that made me a bad husband because I had no clue. Like, am I supposed to celebrate with that tonight? Like, we've been together 5 years as a couple.
Dude, why not? It's just an extra anniversary, and you know what happens on nights of anniversaries.
What?
I'm still under HIP protocol. I can't do a lot of positions.
How long are you under HIP protocol?
A couple more months. Like,
all right.
Like, we have to do certain things.
Well.
Like, the way I'm sitting now, we could do that.
Did your doctor go into detail with you
different
positions that were acceptable?
They didn't, and I'm a very open person. It's hard to get me to blush. I can talk about anything to anybody. They gave me the book, though, this whole, not just about sexual positions after hip surgery, but it was about, like, the hip procedure and everything, and one of the things was about, please turn to page 69 for... intimacy.
What?
It wasn't 69. It was like 72. But it's a book about different positions and things that you can do. So we're not there yet.
It's the Kama Sutra for hip surgery patients.
To be honest, a lot of those positions, the ones that we were already, you know, doing. So I'm like, all right, good. No real work for me either way. I appreciate it. I know I'm a catch, ladies. I'm a catch. All right. That's one thing I wanted to discuss and get your opinion so I don't feel terrible about it. I just got that text. Another thing is these are tips if you're listening right now, maybe at the office or you're heading into work. They say using smiley faces in work emails displays low confidence, and everybody pretty much thinks that you're a dumbass. The study involved 550 people from 29 countries. They were all asked to read emails that had the same content, but some had emojis while others didn't. The results showed that emails that had smiley faces had a negative effect on people, and people often thought that they were stupid.
Well, okay, so when I write work emails and it's about serious stuff, like business stuff or whatever, I have gotten in trouble before by my managers because mine come across as very, like, I don't know the word I'm
bitchy?
Looking for. Not bitchy, but...
condescending?
Not condescending. It's just, like, really just, like, straight and to the point, like... I will be
heartless?
There. Like, okay, so I won't use like a lot of exclamation points and stuff like that in a work email text. I always do. But in work emails, I'll just say, okay, thanks, period. You know, things like that. But it doesn't mean I'm in a bad mood or I'm being grumpy or rude.
It could be perceived.
I'm being just business professional. Like, thank you. I'll be there. But I don't like use an exclamation mark. So I've gotten that before. So sometimes I've tried to add an emoji or two to...
like a winky happy one?
Not a wink.
Okay,
but
thanks.
Like just a smile or something if it's something like that. Like, thanks, I'll be there. And then I'll put that so that it doesn't come across that way. Because that's the criticism that I've gotten before.
I've never used an emoji in an email. I use it in text every now and then. But I never
do it often.
But I never actually pop it into an email. The thing that wasn't on this thing, I'm sure we'd all agree, reply all.
Why does it exist?
Listen... it's nice, like, if everybody in the email needs to have the information, it's important. Like, there's, like, five of us planning something out, for sure. But listen, even if it was me, like, getting an award or congratulations for the show, I would still say don't reply all. Just individually tell me in person or reply just to me. But that happens, I swear to God, at our work more than anywhere else I've been in my life.
I want to chop my own arms off whenever I get an email like, hey, has anyone seen my pen? And then like 50 people reply all like, nope, haven't seen it. Nope, not here.
Wait a minute, I found a red one. Oh,
that's not it.
Okay.
Like, dude, leave me out of this. Go up to each other. Your cubicle is right next to each other. Why?
So if your coworkers already don't hate you, which I know everybody hates me, but if they don't use emojis in emails. And please, for the love of baby Jesus, stop replying all.